And we're back. It is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. Guess what? Phil Conan is here. Guess what? He's got an announcement. What is it?
Two events coming up in Hamilton, and that one of them is tomorrow night. Abby Martin's Gaza Fights for Freedom is the first film of Hamilton's Voice of Palestinian film series, New Vision United Church, and... You know, you didn't give me the time, but 7 p.m. 7 p.m. looks good. All right.
Officially 7 o'clock. Taylor Report is predicting.
That's right. Well, and I have a website, actually, if I can just find it.
What's the second one?
The second one is Israel's Role for the Empire, a book launch. 3 weeks from tonight, also at New Vision United Church, 24 Main Street West. And the author is Stephen Gowans, well known to listeners of the Taylor Report. And this is his new book. And he'll be presenting it.
24 Main Street,
yeah.
New Vision. That's a good name for a church.
Yeah.
Beachhead in the Middle East. That's October 28 at 7 p.m. From now on, when we don't know, they're all at 7 o'clock.
Right. Well, they have a website, hcsw.ca.
Yeah, go to that site. And but you heard it first here at the Taylor Report.
Of course.
We're going to talk to... Zafar Ben-Gash in about 10 minutes or so. There's so much news, but I want to help the Globe and Mail out because they, as you know, we have a fight for information accuracy and truth and all that stuff. And so whenever they write something I think isn't quite there, I think we ought to help out. They had a kind of a Valentine feature on Chrystia Freeland. And how smart she is and how tough she is. And she seems actually to do everything the Americans want, but I guess that's what being tough is these days. So anyway, they knew they had to mention something that we like to delve into, which is the little problem with identification of some of her relatives. And they wrote a following. It says, the Kremlin... Not Russia, but the Kremlin they said some bad things about Freeland. After she rose to become the country's foreign affairs minister, this is what they say. Russian diplomats in Canada launched an astonishingly undiplomatic campaign to tarnish her, alerting media to the fact that Ms. Freeland's maternal grandfather had edited a newspaper in Nazi-occupied Poland during the Second World War and suggesting that she herself might harbor fascist sympathies. I love the way they did that. They said he edited a paper in Nazi-occupied Poland. So it's like he had a paper, you see. And then it was Nazi occupied, but he had a paper. He didn't have a paper. They gave him a paper. He was a collaborator. He was on the payroll. The man directly running the life of Michael Chomiak, her maternal grandfather, was hanged because of the massacre of Jews in Poland. They knew each other like chums, you understand that? The Globe and Mail makes this a silly little thing of, you know, he just had a paper. And by the way, the paper wasn't his paper. It belonged to a Jewish newspaperman. It was taken away from him and then given to Chomiak and his friends. Not only was it given to Chomiak and his friends, he also, the Jewish publisher, had a house. They took that house and gave it to Chomiak. So let's call it by its proper name. He was a collaborator on the payroll. By the way, he's not a Pole. He's a Ukrainian. So he was with the Germans in Poland producing a paper. That's what he was doing. And they say the Russians raised this. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Chrystia Freeland always raised her wonderful grandfather. She's the one who, while campaigning for office last time, said what a great guy he was. So our only problem with her is we don't know to this day what she now thinks of that history of her grandfather. We do not know because the Globe and Mail hasn't got guts enough to ask her. And the CBC hasn't got guts enough to ask her. So, I mean, who are they afraid of, by the way? And believe me, it's not the Ukrainians out west. This is not true. No, no, no. They're afraid of Washington and a little gaggle of characters who run Canadian foreign policy. And they don't want this subject brought up. So the Globe and Mail doesn't know how to talk about this. The Globe and Mail completely misrepresents this by saying the Russians raised it. She raised it. At one time, we all thought she only had one grandfather. That was Mr. Chomiak. She's now got a second grandfather. She's discovered it, remembered that, oh, yeah, by the way, I also have a paternal grandfather. We pointed out on the Taylor Report that her paternal grandfather would have been willing to shoot her maternal grandfather had they encountered each other, because one was supporting the Nazis and the other was supporting Canada. So now she likes grandfather number two. But the Russians didn't raise Mr. Chomiak. She did. Chrystia Freeland did. And Chrystia Freeland, to this day, has not been asked, have you reassessed? That's all we're asking. Have you reassessed your account of your grandfather? Because you said he was an inspiration. You said he was a great guy. And that he taught you so many things. We're all very interested. What did he teach you? And you have a cousin or a nephew or an uncle who wrote a whole book about all these crimes in which your grandfather was involved. Now, everybody, the Globe, the Star, and others have been dancing on this subject since I can remember. And they always say, well, you know, she's aware, she knew, she talked. I don't care about that. That's just gossip. I only want to know, she did praise him. Does she still praise him? The Globe and Mail, CBC, have not got guts enough to ask her. And she's smug enough to know they're not going to ask her. She's like the Queen. She can look at you and know you're thinking all kinds of things, but you're going to keep your mouth shut because she packs a wallop. That's what it is. It's very simple. Anyway, I was just happy to help the Globe out with that. Anybody, you know, this, we know that you expect us to do that because we believe in freedom of information. That's the way it goes. We're all dedicated, just like the Globe and the Star, so, you know, bravely to what's the word? Fighting false news, etc. In a few moments we'll be talking to Zafar Ben-Gashvit. It is exciting news today that Donald Trump has said that the U.S. is going to withdraw its forces from northern Syria. I believe that probably by midnight tonight, Noam Chomsky will have his helmet on and be objecting and be demanding that they parachute him in to help his anarchist friends. He likes to call them anarchists. They're just collaborators. To hold on to that region. Why, I forget, but you think I'm kidding. Noam Chomsky's committed to these guys. He actually asked the U.S. to stay there. So Noam Chomsky, neo-colonialist or part-time imperialist, I know that he's considered an anarchist, and he is 3.5 years out of the he spends most of his time talking like an anarchist. When it comes time to vote, he always says, vote for Hillary, vote for Obama, and all that, because, you know, he has some very curious mind. But we will be hearing a lot of people calling for U.S. to stay in a country which is sovereign, member of the United Nations, and they don't belong there. They don't belong in Iraq, by the way. Iraq is bubbling again. So these will be matters. I wonder if we found it. We did? What do you know? Hey, there's a great song, and I will tell you the singer, but it's apropos of the fight about global warming and corporate responsibility, and it's called Peabody's Coal Mine.